Last week, we reported that federal inmates held at the Allegheny County Jail face long odds of getting out, even though local and state officials have freed hundreds from the facility. We highlighted the case of Michael Brogley, who'd served his minimum sentence for a federal drug conspiracy charge, but was still detained at the jail. After our story, a judge ordered Brogley's release this week. 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring spoke with Brogley a day after he was released about conditions inside the jail.
It's terrible in there. I mean, I don't even know where to begin and where to end. You know, they talk about social distancing, but how are you supposed to do that when you got two guys in a cell? They're letting 10 guys out at a time for 1 hour a day, but you got two guys in a cell. So essentially, you're sleeping in your bathroom with two men. I mean, it's scary. It's a scary situation.
What do people outside the jail need to know about the conditions inside the jail?
Well, all day, every day, that's all you would hear about is this COVID-19, and people want to go home to their families, and they're worried about getting it in there. I mean, you could say that's a death sentence. Because, I mean, a lot of people are dying from that. Like me, for instance, I took high blood pressure medicine. I'm older. I was probably at higher risk than most of them guys. There's a lot of guys in there got respiratory problems, high blood pressure, bronchitis, asthma, and they're still in there. Right now, you got all these guys cooped up, so they're in their cell for 23 hours a day. They're going stir crazy. They come out, four guys are loud on the phone. They're out there fighting over the phones. Everybody's miserable. The guys ain't getting no recreation time like they should. It's just, it's a zoo down there.
We've heard from some attorneys who filed a lawsuit against the jail that they moved people to fewer floors in order to free up space for people who might get the virus and need to be quarantined. Were you part of that? Were you moved to a different floor?
No, I was on the same pod for 9.5 months. They were bringing guys in from downstairs straight to our block. They were moving guys from other blocks onto our block. I mean, you know, everybody's like, what the hell's going on here? What's wrong with these people?
What did they say to you whenever you asked them why they were doing that?
You never really got to talk to anybody but the guards. I mean, that's all, you know, it's not up to them. It comes from higher up.
What were the guards telling you? I mean, how did they feel about this and what did they know? Did they know much more than you?
If they did, they weren't telling us because they don't want to make everybody more paranoid than they already were. And plus, they're going home to their families and coming in and out of the jail every day. The best they could do is put gloves on and wear a face mask. But, you know, some of them did, some of them didn't.
Did any of the inmates think that some of the restrictions as far as how much they were allowed to be moving around or having group recreation time were necessary to keep them safe, as stir-crazy as they might be?
Well, there's a lot of guys writing grievances, but them grievances, they fall on deaf ears. And a lot of guys don't have family or friends out there to help them out. So I'm more than glad to speak for the men and the women of that, not only that jail, all the jails.
When you left the jail, what was the mood like there?
I mean, all the guys were happy for me, but I didn't want to, you know, rub it in their face that I was happy. So I just played it off like I'm just happy to get out of here, but I wouldn't say much about it because them guys are stuck here. And that's not the place to be right now, that's for sure.
That was 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring speaking with Michael Brogley, who was released from Allegheny County Jail on Wednesday.